RNZ Pacific, Ata Marie, I'm Maura Tuila Epa Taylor with the news. The New Zealand Defence Force has left for Tonga to assess the damage from the Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai eruption on Saturday. The RNZAF Orion departed Whenua A Air Base in Auckland at 8:20 this morning. It will carry out a reconnaissance flight over the affected area, including low-lying areas that have not been heard from. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Nanaia Mahuta, told Morning Report that conditions had cleared and there had been no more ash falling overnight. Nanaia Mahuta says fresh water is the most urgent priority in Tonga, and the island nation has called for water and bladders to collect water. A tsunami marine advisory is now in effect for American Samoa. The advisory says people should stay out of the water and away from the shore due to possible strong currents or dangerous waves. The National Marine Weather Service says there has been another eruption from the volcano in Tonga. New Zealand's Acting High Commissioner in Tonga says the capital resembles a moonscape. Saturday's violent 8-minute eruption of the underwater volcano triggered atmospheric shockwaves and a tsunami which travelled as far afield as Alaska, Japan and South America. Peter Lund says Nuku'alofa is blanketed in ash, but there are no confirmed reports of any deaths or serious injuries as yet. He says there is a lot of damage on the waterfront and along the western coast. The ash could reach many kilometres into the air, and the eruption is thought to be the largest since Mount Pinatubo exploded in the Philippines in 1991. Labour MP Jenny Salesa says she's heard from Ha'apai that there had been no casualties on the group's main island. Mr. Salesa spoke to a minister on the main island of Ha'apai last night as part of a Zoom call.
Fortunately, one of the ministers there, Reverend Paluti Ulfonoa, updated us saying that there are no lives lost in the main island of Ha'apai as far as he was informed as of yesterday.
She told Morning Report there are 169 islands in all of Tonga. 36 of them are inhabited, and so far there have been no reports of how many people living on them have feared. Mrs. Salesa says the minister on Ha'apai's main island said there were serious concerns about the water supply, as many sources have been contaminated by ash. A group of Tongan seasonal workers in New Zealand are desperate to get in touch with families back home in the wake of the tsunami waves inundating the island kingdom after an underwater volcanic eruption on Saturday. The damage from the eruption has limited telecommunication services across the Pacific nation. Tongans in Aotearoa, like Lani Fani Tawake, haven't been able to get in touch with loved ones.
I don't know, because it's a no connection to Tonga. And I call again to my family, but no answer. Last night I woke up in the whole night and I feeling is not good about my family.
Langi Fani Tawake says he and 17 other RAC workers on an orchard in the South Island want the New Zealand government to help restore communication links in Tonga. The impact of tsunami surges to neighbouring islands of Fiji were minimum in comparison to the devastation of Cyclone Cody. Our correspondent in Suva, Leve Movono, says about 4,000 people in evacuation centres were ready to return home when the volcano erupted near Tonga. She says evacuation centres were kept open and more are expected to open.
Unfortunately, here when we have cyclones, if there are, as long as they're category one, it already means quite widespread devastation, because our flooding situation here hasn't really improved in the past decade or so. So still quite a lot of damage, particularly to agriculture.
Ms. Mavono says the community is being told to prepare for another period of heavy rain, which hasn't stopped since the cyclone. In New Zealand, hopes are high, with close to 500 children now eligible to be vaccinated against COVID-19. From today, parents can book their children in for a special paediatric dose or take them for a walk-in appointment. Dr. Anthony Jordan from the Northern Region Health Coordination Centre is hopeful parents will get their kids vaccinated before school heads back. He told Morning Report he doesn't believe increased demand will overwhelm the system.
We're pretty confident that with over 500 vaccination sites indicating that they will open for paediatric doses in the next week or two, that we should have enough capacity in the system to be able to meet the demand.
Dr. Anthony Jordan says parents who may be nervous should speak to their healthcare provider. A ban is in force until midnight in French Polynesia on any outings into the mountains of Tahiti following days of torrential rain, which has triggered landslides. However, rain warnings remain in force in the Society Islands, where up to 432 millimetres of rain fell in just 2 days. According to the Met Service, this January has already become the fifth wettest since records began more than 60 years ago. The rain damaged roads and cut water supplies in some areas. A bridge in Pu'eo on Tahiti has been damaged and is now closed to heavy vehicles. The downpour prompted schools to stay shut on Friday. In sport, the Silver Ferns have been beaten 49-46 by England in their quad series game in London this morning. The score was tied 25-all at half-time. The Silver Ferns lost to Australia in their opening game yesterday. Australia underlined their utter Ashes supremacy by winning the fifth test by 146 runs with 2 days to spare in Hobart to seal a 4-0 series triumph. England were 68 without loss, chasing 271 on day three before losing 10 wickets for just 78 runs to slump to another defeat. And the Wellington Phoenix women blew a 2-0 lead to 4-2 a 3-2 defeat to Brisbane in their A-League match in Wollongong. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.